Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dawson Knox, Bills rookie tight end, in studio with us. Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the play. That's a big one.
Oh, thank you. That was fun. The crowd was amazing. We could feel the energy the whole game.
What have you heard from people about that play and about the stiff arm and making all this?
You know, I really didn't realize what it looked like on TV, but there's been some people like – messing with me saying, you know, whoa, watch out, don't touch me.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, asking why I was angry and stuff.
Yeah,
but
right.
The funny thing is the kickoff return right before that, I got blown up, and it kind of it kind of made me mad. So
you were like, yeah, a little frustration
yeah.
run? So it wasn't an angry run, it was a frustration run, right?
Yeah, right.
Very nice.
Call it that.
Yeah, that's good. So that was a little corner route that you kind of got some opportunities in this game. You were kind of maybe a centerpiece. You got the touchdown early. You had this play. You also had the chance on the almost the same play, the other side going down, and he couldn't connect on it with Josh. And he had the jet sweep as well. Did you know that going in? Did you say, hey, listen, we need you because Devin Singletary's out or for whatever reason?
Honestly, it didn't feel a whole lot different than the other game plans. We had the jet sweep in, which was obviously different than the other weeks, but it wasn't a whole lot different. I knew that if they called any certain play, I'd try to get open and assume the ball was going to come to me. But, Josh made a good throw on that other corner route. Should have caught that one. It's kind of funny how that works. You know, you make a good play and people forget about the other one. But we could be sitting here talking about a drop and a false start. So obviously a lot of things to work on and get better at. But felt good with most of it yesterday.
You mentioned the jet sweep, and you don't often see a jet sweep to a tight end in the game plan, which is great. It was great play design and all that. Had you run one of those before in your career? And what's are you getting the handoff and simply sprinting towards the sideline trying to get outside leverage?
So honestly, I've never done anything like that at Ole Miss, but we started practicing it this week, and Coach Daboll really liked how it looked, and Tommy had a great block on the edge. Mm-hmm. The line did great up front. It was a perfect handoff from Josh. So really, I was just supposed to come in motion. He snapped it perfectly right on time, got the handoff, supposed to kind of run backwards just a little bit to avoid the end. And then when I got out there, it was just some good green grass. So it was pretty fun to actually take a handoff.
And then you lowered the boom on Williams at the end of the run.
Right. Tommy helped me out with that one a little bit because he was already going backwards. So it probably made it look better than what it really was.
With the Bills rookie tight end Dawson Knox, with your first NFL touchdown yesterday, tell us about that play, the one-yard catch from Josh.
That's my first time being in the end zone in a long time.
Yeah.
But that one, as soon as he called it, I was hoping it was going to go to me. We started in motion across the line of scrimmage, come back. He snapped it as soon as I got in the B gap, just kind of disappeared under the line and was able to break out free. And Josh did a great job of winning that end up the field and just gave me an easy catch that anyone really could have caught.
Well, you're three games into your rookie season, and you don't know how it's going to work out when everything starts. But we found out early, particularly last week in the Giants game, you got out in space, made a nice block on Singletary's run to get to the edge. Did you know that's got to be a tougher block to make out in space for sure to get out away from everything? But did you have a good idea that physically you're going to be a good enough blocker at this level? Because we heard you were going to be a good receiving tight end, and you know what they say about receiving tight ends, because they can't block. Well, you seem to be excelling at both sides. What do the coaching staff say? Give feedback about both sides of your game, blocking and receiving.
They've been encouraging and just trying to help build my confidence in the run game and blocking and just technique in general. Because at Ole Miss, when I got there, I was a former quarterback, so I had no clue, what all the leverage looked like, hand placement and everything. So started my foundation there. But as I got here with Coach Boris, he's done a great job. And Lee Smith is, as good of a pass or as good as a blocking tight end in the league that, anyone can see. So they've done a great job kind of helping me feel confident in that area. So,
yeah.
You missed so much time through the preseason with the hamstring injury. How tough was it to adjust to playing in an NFL game without the preseason as a rookie this year?
Didn't expect to have a hamstring issue. That was definitely frustrating, just something out of my control. But I was happy to be able to get some snaps in the third preseason game, kind of start getting the feel for the speed of the game and everything. Felt like I was a little rusty coming back, but after a few practices, I felt like I was able to kind of get back in the routine.
Hey, Dawson, you know, Bills fans and good fans are thinking, why did they have to come back and win that game yesterday? Have you, as a team, discussed that or thought about that, like how the lead got away and how you had to make another comeback to win it?
You know, we haven't really broken down the film in depth yet. Obviously, you know, I made a bunch of mistakes during the game. I think there were some areas we can all improve. But, I mean, that's kind of how it is with almost any game you play. You're never going to play a perfect game. There's going to be ups and downs. So we did I think as a team, did a great job bouncing back from some adversity. And I think that's kind of the mark of a good team, being able to fight back like that.
What were your impressions of the crowd here, the noise, the atmosphere at One Bills Drive?
Oh, it was incredible. I've heard stories and rumors on how loud it was going to be, the energy, but being out there, especially when we're on the sideline, when the defense is out there, I mean, it's deafening. You can't hear yourself think. So they bring a lot of energy that kind of helps pump us up a little bit, too.
It's one of the fun things as well. When you scored that touchdown, that, you know, get that crescendo, and you're kind of celebrating. You probably didn't even hear the crowd at that point. You're turning around looking for the guys. And I saw you slap a few fans on the way around. No real choreographed celebration there? Has it been so long?
You know, I'm not really one to be flashy and have a certain celebration. Saw all the fans there. I wanted to go give them some love and really just celebrate with my teammates that are out there. So I don't really have any, you know, one go-to, at least not yet. I don't think I will.
But. Well, that was your first touchdown since high school.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Since I had – my senior year, I played the first game at quarterback, then got hurt. But my junior year, I had a receiving touchdown. So since then, it was a long stretch not scoring. Every week in college, we were kind of going to the game hoping, you know, oh, maybe I'll get a touchdown pass. But towards the end of the season last year, I was kind of excited to maybe say my first touchdown since high school was in the league.
Are you the highest drafted tight end in NFL history without a touchdown catch?
You know, I have no idea, but I'd be pretty curious to see what those stats look like.
Everybody's geeked up for the Patriots game, Dawson, and, of course, you're a newcomer here. But the one thing I've noticed, and these guys, Eric would attest to this, I think, one of the things Sean McDermott does best is to keep his team on an even keel, right? And people are going to be over the moon about this win yesterday and about the Patriots, but I assume it'll be pretty much of a workmanlike atmosphere in your locker room and on the field here this week.
Oh, absolutely. I think kind of when we were battling back from some adversity yesterday, it shows how good Coach McDermott is, kind of keeping us level-headed, not getting too high when we're up, not getting too down when we're not doing things the right way on the field. But I think we're just going to go into this week with the same mentality, just to go 1-0, not focus on what it looks like after this week, but just to go in and try to win this game.
Could be a fun
week.
Thanks,
man. Good seeing you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, for sure.
Have a great week.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Dawson Knox, Bills tight end. Steve and I and Eric coming back with more One Bills Live from the Seneca Studio, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.